In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. And you know what I'm thinking about today? I'm thinking about Isaiah 30. I'm thinking about Isaiah 30. And I'm talking about Isaiah 30 because, let me tell you the whole thing that was happening in Israel. Israel was about to face a battle. And in the battle, she started to use her human wisdom. And she said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and get some help from Egypt. And we will defeat the enemy as we will join forces, Israel and Egypt. And you know what? That's how we're going to win the battle. That's how we're going to win the war. Our human wisdom, because you know what? We're looking at our human wisdom, and we will win the war. Listen, Isaiah 30. Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who carry out plans that are not mine, who weave webs that are not inspired by me, adding sin upon sin. They go down to Egypt, but my counsel they do not seek. They find their strength in Pharaoh's protection, and they take refuge in Egypt's shadow. Pharaoh's protection shall be your shame, and the refuge in Egypt your disgrace. When their princes are at Zoan, and their messengers reach Hanes, all shall be ashamed of a people that gain them nothing, neither help nor benefit, but only shame and reproach. Oh, you see, these rebellious people decided to use human wisdom. They decided that they were going to win a war by going down to Egypt. But God says, in quiet and in confidence shall come the answer. Do not go to Egypt, but be still before the Lord. Do not use your human resources to make things happen. I am the God who makes things happen. I am the God who makes things happen. You know, all your plans, they don't mean a thing. All your plans mean nothing. I am the God who makes things work. You follow my plans because my sheep hear my voice. Do you understand that? My sheep hear my voice. Egypt has nothing for you. In quiet and confidence shall come your strength. Now, I'm going to tell you, I understand what Israel did. I am not condemning Israel. How many times have I followed my own plan? And when I do, you know what happens? It blows up in my face. Boom. Blows up in my face. And you know, I just have to say, you know what? God have mercy on me. God have mercy on me. When it blows up in my face, but the Lord says, you know what? That's okay. Learn from it. Learn from it. Learn from it. Learn from it. Don't go to Egypt. Don't follow your own plans. Let me lead you. I am the God that leads you. Do you not know that I am the shepherd of Israel? Do you not know that the shepherd walks in front of the flock and leads them? Do you not know that I am Jesus, the good shepherd? I am Jesus who goes in front of the flock, and I am the one who leads you? Do you not know that I have your best interest at hand? Do you not know those things? If you do not know those things, then look at the cross, look at the blood, look at the nails. Look at what I did for you. I am the good shepherd who is also the lamb of sacrifice. I am the good who is also the King of Glory on the cross. I am the Good Shepherd who knows that I have plans for you, plans for your welfare, and not your destruction. I'm the Good Shepherd. Now, please, you might be the brightest star in the world, but the Lord says, I am brighter. I have greater things for you. Do not trust in Egypt. Do not trust yourself. Do not just make plans. Let me lead you. Let me bring you into this area, because I am God Almighty. Okay, you know, let's give this some flesh on these bones, okay? You know, your bank account is down. You owe a lot of bills, okay? This is real, okay? This is reality. This is reality. How do you deal with that? Well, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be generous. But that is not human wisdom, okay? That is not human wisdom. That is not human wisdom. That is honest. That is not human wisdom. Your bank account is down. What are you going to do? You're going to be generous. And you're going to give. You're going to give, even though your bank account is down. You don't have to give to me. I'm not saying give to me. I'm saying you're going to give. And God loves a cheerful giver. And that money that you are giving is seed. And that seed will grow. Now, human wisdom would say, you know what? I've only got $7, and I'm going to keep it. Well, that's fine. You keep it. But you know what? If I give three away, I'm planting seeds that are going to give a harvest, because I'm doing it in faith. And when I walk by faith, I'm pleasing to God. I understand that doesn't sound like good human wisdom, but neither when Israel went to Egypt, it sounded like this is good human wisdom. This is good human wisdom. I need Egypt's help. But the Lord said, no, no. You're a reproach. You'll be shamed. You're going to be ashamed. You're not going to win. Because I don't want you to go to Egypt. That's not my plan for you. My plan for you is that you hear me in quiet and in confidence who come to trust. Now, that didn't sound reasonable. In quiet and in confidence will come your trust. No, we're going to Egypt. It doesn't sound reasonable that I've got a little and I should give some away. It doesn't sound, but I'm telling you, my reason is super reason. It's called faith. And those who walk by faith please God. St. Paul says anything that is not faith is sin. Now, I know it's difficult to do a thing like this. I'm not telling you it's easy, but I'm telling you, he will hold you up upon the waters. He will hold you up upon... This is a prophetic lifestyle that we have to live. A prophetic lifestyle that goes against what human wisdom tells us. You know, human wisdom is not the cross of Jesus Christ, but the cross of Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. Human wisdom is not the blood of the Lamb, but the blood of the Lamb is our salvation. You know, Jesus never tells us to live the way he didn't live. Human wisdom says, save your life. Jesus says, in order to save it, you've got to lose it. You know, human wisdom says, go to Egypt. God says, in quiet and in confidence. You see, there are two different types of wisdom. There's the wisdom of humanity, the wisdom of the world, which most people are following. And then there's the wisdom of God. And God knows best. God knows best. Do you understand me? God knows best. His wisdom always proves to be right. You know, the cross is foolishness to the world, but it is the wisdom of God and the power of God. Jesus walked the way he talked. Now, Egypt, and they were going to defeat the enemy, and they didn't. In quiet and in confidence, the Lord said, be still, and know that I'm God. And you know what? They said, no. We're going to follow our own way. Let me tell you this, the ways of men lead to death. The way of God, which is Jesus, always leads to life. It's contrary to what we think, though. It's contrary. You know, if I've got a little money in my pocket and the Lord says give most of it away or some of it away, that's contrary. That's contrary to our wisdom. That's contrary. I was talking to Pat last night, and you know, she had $4 in her pocket. And she was at church, and that's all she had for the rest of the week. And so she put it in the collection box. She put it all. Lo and behold, when she goes home, she opens her wallet, and there's a $20 bill there. How did it get there? But how did it get there? Was it there before? She said, no. Now, human wisdom would say, you know what? I've got $4 for the week. I'll put one in. At least I'll have three. But faith said, you know what? And then she wasn't expecting anything back either. She said, this is all I have. You know what? I'm giving it. I'm giving what I have. And that's what she did. She gave what she... Now, I don't know how that $20 got there. But you know what? It's there. It's there. Now you might say that's foolish. Well, foolish to those who don't live by faith. That's right, it is. It's foolish to those who don't live by faith. It's foolish for us to be quiet as we have an enemy. The human wisdom says go to Egypt. God's wisdom says you'll lose if you do. See, there's two different wisdoms. You know, there's the wisdom of the Beatitudes. You know, when Jesus talks about the Beatitudes, he says some crazy things according to the world. Jesus says some crazy things according to the world, okay? The world would say, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Jesus says, no, this is life. Blessed are they, or blessed are you, when they insult you, when they persecute you, when they utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me, rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed are you when they insult you, persecute, utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice. Be glad. Your reward will be great in heaven. For thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Now that is not human wisdom. That is not human wisdom. Human wisdom says other things. The Lord says when they insult you, persecute you, utter every kind of evil falsely because you belong to Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't it wonderful? Maybe I can't say isn't it wonderful yet, but you know what? Isn't it wonderful anyway? For your reward will be great in heaven. For thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Oh, yes, no one likes a prophet. No one likes a prophet. Because prophets get in the way of, what's the word? The human way of running things. Prophets get in the way of people who want to live A, B, C, D, E. Nobody lives that way. Prophets get in the way of the mind of men. Oh, yeah. thinking about, what's his name? It'll come to me. Savonarola. Savonarola, you know. They burned the poor bum at the stake. Savonarola. They burned him. You know what they're doing now, the church? His cause is up for beatification. He was the prophet, and they burned him. They burned him at the stake. They burned him. He was the prophet. And today, he is seen as holy. Oh, yes. Yeah. The same with Joan of Arc. Oh, yeah, they burned her, too. They burned her, too. But you know what? She was the prophet. And she's the saint. Only God knows the people who burned her, where they are. It wasn't the church. It was the law then. You see, this is very interesting stuff because it's contrary to the way we live. It's contrary to our human nature. Jesus said, blessed are they when they insult you, persecute you, and speak every kind of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. For thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You know, I want to tell you about Ignatius of Loyola. Do you know that he was before the Inquisition? He was. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. He brought the spiritual exercises to people, and the only people that wanted to grow spiritually were women. So the church looked on him as a womanizer, and he was brought before the Inquisition. But you know what? He was vindicated. He was vindicated. They put the poor bum in jail, but he was vindicated way before his death. Teresa of Avila. She was brought before the Inquisition. Do you know that? Prophetess. Reformer. But she was vindicated before she died. And her order is still alive today. Yeah. It's hard to rejoice when you're persecuted. It's contrary to human nature. It's contrary to human nature. But you see, Christianity is not about living by sight. It's about living by faith. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. I'm going to tell you, no prophet is ever received until they're dead. You know why? After they're dead, they can't challenge anyone. They can't challenge anyone. But you know what? They are always vindicated in the eyes of God. They are always vindicated through the blood of the Lamb. Their name will be remembered, and those who persecuted them will be forgotten. That's real. That's history. Nobody likes a prophet. You want to know why? Because the prophet tells us what God says. Build your life on me. Live by faith. Live a supernatural life. That's what Christianity is. It's not natural. It's supernatural. Live by grace. Oh yeah, the prophet speaks words that people don't like. You know what they did to Jeremiah? They put him in a cistern. It's always been that way. But it's very difficult when you're in the cistern. You know what they did to Paul and Silas? I told you yesterday. They were imprisoned for casting out a demon. But they began to worship God, and things turned out. And there was salvation for the jailer and his household, and they were released. It's contrary to what the world believes, but it's the wisdom of God. Back to Egypt. Israel says, we're going to win the war. die in Egypt. And God says, you fool, you're going to be ashamed because that's not my guidance for you. My guidance for you is in quiet and in confidence. So come your strength. Oh, my friends, I understand what you go through because you know what? I go through the same thing. We're all the same. You know why? The scripture says, be sober, be watchful, for your adversary, the devil, goes around seeking someone to devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith. Then the next line is, know that all the brotherhood throughout the world are going through the same thing. So I want to tell you that I go through what you go through, and you go through what I go through. This is not something that is just for me. The brotherhood throughout the world, the brotherhood throughout the world undergoes these things. Why? Be sober and be watchful, for your adversary, the devil, goes around seeking someone to devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, and know that the brotherhood throughout the world goes through the same thing. I love to listen to some preachers. You know, it sounds like they've got it all together and everything's so wonderful. But you know what? I know differently because the brotherhood throughout the world goes through the same thing. We all go through the same thing. And you know what? I share it. That's my glory. I share it with people and say, you know what? I understand because I go through the same thing. I don't have to pretend. I don't have to put on a mask. I don't have to say, you know, I'm different because I'm on a higher level spiritually than you are. I'm not. I'm with Jesus. I don't know what level I'm on. I know I'm under the cross. I know that what I go through, you go through. I tell you what I go through, and I can give you confidence because I'm saying I'm going through the same thing. Our circumstances may be different, but I'm going through the same thing. So you hold on to Jesus. You hold on to Jesus, and you know that it's going to work out. Hold on to Jesus no matter what's happening. Hold on to Jesus. Live by faith no matter what's happening because it's going to work out. Don't use the human wisdom, because human wisdom will cause you to destruct and self-destruct. Follow the voice of the shepherd, the good shepherd, the good shepherd who gave his life for the sheep. Listen, tonight I'm going to be at the Divine Mercy Chapel in Stockbridge, Massachusetts at 7 o'clock if you would like to come. I'm telling the people in WACE that hears me or anybody else. Tonight, the Divine Mercy Chapel in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, we have Mass and a Healing Service. Mass and a Healing Service at the Divine Mercy Chapel in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. You're welcome to come tonight. And what's tonight? It's Thursday. And what day is it today? I don't know. But God knows. It's the 25th. Today is the Incarnation. Today is the Incarnation. Today is the day that Mary said yes, because 9 months from today is Christmas. And Mary said, let it be done unto me according to thy word. You see, she lived by faith. She wasn't the one who said, you know what, I'm going to have a plan because I'm not married. She said, let it be done unto me according to thy word. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. This is the very day the church celebrates, the day of the Incarnation, the day when Jesus, the Word of God, leapt from heaven into the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She is, by all examples, the best person who lived by faith. She's the one that said, I'm not going to trust in humanity. I'm going to live by what God says. And God says, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. And you know what? I'm going to trust God. And she did trust God. And you know what happened? She gave us the Redeemer. She gave us the Redeemer. Isn't that wonderful? She didn't trust human wisdom. She said, I'm going to trust God. Even though during her life she was ridiculed. Even though during her life she was ridiculed, because everyone can count 9 months. But you know, she says, I'm going to trust God. And you know, trusting God always pays off. Trusting God always pays off. It's not the wisdom of man that pays off. It's the wisdom of God that always pays off. It's contrary to human wisdom, like the cross is contrary to human wisdom. But you know what? Rejoice and be glad if they're persecuting you for the sake of Jesus Christ, because you know what? You're thousands and thousands of dollars behind in paying our bills, last month's bills. So if you can help us, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. What do I want to leave you with? I want to leave you with, read Isaiah 30. Read it slowly. Don't go to Egypt, please. Trust the Lord. It tells us in Ecclesiasticus 2, has anyone trusted the Lord and been disappointed? I know it's difficult. I go through the same thing. But remember, the brotherhood throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of trial. It is not common only to you. It is common to all who surrender their life to Jesus. And so I say, pick up your mat and follow the shepherd. Pick up your mat and follow Jesus today. Don't worry. Worrying will only get you sick. Trust the Lord. Trust Him. Proverbs 3. Trust the Lord. Trust Him. And you know what? It's going to work out. And I'll say it one more time. It's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. Tonight, 7 o'clock, Divine Mercy Chapel. 7 o'clock, Mass and Healing Service. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.